Olympian Effort, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Every 2 years, the U.S. and most other countries issue stamps to commemorate the Olympics. The first U.S. Olympic stamp was issued for the Lake Placid Winter Games in 1932. The most recent was issued in June for the Beijing Games. It shows a female gymnast surrounded by ribbons, plus the Olympic rings. The International Olympic Committee considers the five-ring symbol to be a trademark and won't let just anybody use it. In 1980, the U.S. Postal Service and IOC couldn't come to terms, and the U.S. stamps that year show five stars instead of rings. That was also the year the U.S. boycotted the Summer Games in Moscow, although the two weren't connected, but overall it wasn't a very good year for the U.S. and the Olympics. In recent years, the U.S. has issued just one stamp for the Olympics, unless the Games are being held in this country. Then it issues more, some of them at international rates, ostensibly so the athletes can send mail home. Other countries that aren't hosting the events frequently issue several or even many stamps. They're popular with collectors. But there's another tie-in between the Olympics and stamps. Every year, just before the start of the Games, the local organizing committee arranges for a stamp show called Olympflex. The longtime former president of the International Olympic Committee, Juan Antonio Samaranch, is an avid stamp collector and put the stamp show into the requirements. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.